Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, July 17, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Green Energy breaks Fusion Fuel Green PLC NASDAQ subsidiary BrightHy signs agency deal with Hoopoe Global to expand hydrogen infrastructure. Fusion Fuel Green PLC NASPO subsidiary BrightHy has signed an agency agreement with Hoopoe Global Clean Energy Co. to expand hydrogen infrastructure. BrightHy will be Hoopoe's authorized agent in Iberia and Latin America, promoting and delivering its hydrogen product portfolio. This partnership aims to support clean mobility and industrial decarbonization projects by combining engineering capabilities with local market expertise. Fusion Fuel Green PLC offers energy engineering solutions through its subsidiaries Al Shola Gas and BrightHy, focusing on decarbonization across industries. For more information, visit Fusion Fuel's website. Panasonic rethinks its battery production timelines in Kansas amid changing U.S. policies. Japanese electronics manufacturer Panasonic is rethinking production timelines for its battery plant in Kansas amidst shifting politics in the U.S. and a decline in battery electric vehicle sales. The $4 billion DeSoto battery production plant was launched after 2 years of construction on July 14, marking a significant economic development project in Kansas history. Panasonic's decision comes as EV makers like Mullen Automotive Inc. now face additional challenges due to changes in federal policies. Investors can find more news and updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. at the company's newsroom. Green Car Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., OTQUUF, key part of five-step blueprint for a balanced rare earth supply chain. China's move exposed the importance of finding strong domestic sources for essential materials in the United States. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., with its rapid SXTM technology, is a key part of a five-step blueprint to build a robust rare earth supply chain in North America. The company aims to reduce reliance on China for critical materials like samarium, gadolinium, and terbium. The recent tariff war highlighted the vulnerability of the U.S. supply chain, making it crucial to secure domestic sources. Ucore Rare Metals is at the forefront of this effort, working towards a more independent and secure rare earth supply chain in North America. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.